Here's a thought about parallax corrections, sort of a pragmatic one, but one I wanted to share because it's something I recently learned myself. Of course, if you're using Lightroom, or I suspect almost any software, you have the ability to correct parallel lines when they're not parallel. For example, if you're looking up at a building or something, or something that will make the lines converge, you can fix that in Photoshop or in Lightroom. But of course, when you do so, the image has to get pushed around a little bit, and sometimes you'll lose the edges of the image. You've probably had this experience if you've played around at all with parallax corrections in your software. And when you lose the edges, sometimes you lose the composition. So one of the little tricks that I've started to use, and it works very successfully, is when I find myself composing something that I know has some vertical or horizontal lines that I'm going to need to correct in software, I just give myself a little wiggle room. So I either back off a little bit on the zoom lens so that I make a little wider image than I actually would, or I'll step back a foot or two just so that I give myself a little extra room around the edges of my desired composition, so that when I do correct the parallax, either vertically or horizontally, I've got a little bit of image that I can sacrifice and still end up with the composition that I want. So I guess the practical advice is just try to develop an awareness of when you think you might be doing some kind of parallax correction, and make sure you've got enough wiggle room in the image to be able to do that later on without losing an important part of the composition.